The governor says the steps are necessary to continue to try to flatten the curve and help prevent overwhelming the hospitals in the coming weeks.
I am going to increase the density control today. No more than 25% of people can be in the workforce. Yesterday it was 50%. We're reducing it again, except the essential services that we spoke about yesterday. That means 75% of the workforce must stay at home and work from home. Again, voluntarily, I'm asking all businesses to have people work from home. As a mandate, 75% of your employee base must work from home.
The governor is also taking steps to prevent people from foreclosing on their homes as paychecks become uncertain.
We're going to have the banks and financial institutions waive mortgage payments for 90 days. That will be a real-life economic benefit. It will also be a stress reliever for many families. Waiving these payments will not have a negative effect on your credit report. There'll be a grace period for loan modification. We're not exempting people from the mortgage payments. We're just adjusting the mortgage to include those payments on the back end.
All foreclosure proceedings will be temporarily suspended. The governor is also asking banks to waive overdraft fees for debit and credit cards for the next 3 months. Cuomo also addressed the personal strain the crisis is placing on everyone. He was joined by his daughter, Michaela Cuomo, who is in her senior year of college and which she will now be missing.
Which I'm sure were a very intense study period, and that's what she's deprived of, that intense study period of those last few weeks. I remember those last few weeks, a lot of study.
Michaela Cuomo also canceled a planned spring break trip, and the governor says he hopes it's because she learned a lesson he tried to teach her when she was growing up.
I did say to all three of them, from soon as they could crawl, I used one line. What is the one line I used to say?
Risk reward.
Yeah. Risk reward.
Cuomo says young people who are continuing to party on Florida beaches, as has been featured on social media, are being reckless and irresponsible. The governor says the family will hold a graduation party for his daughter at some later date when this is all over. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.